Welcome, this is Sonia Riccardi, and this is audio session number 5 in the Unsinkable Bounce Back System. This session is called Connect to Your Higher Self and Get the Answers. In this session, I'll be discussing how to glide through tough times with ease, how to connect to your higher self, and how to get the answers and solutions to your situation quickly. When something that you perceive as negative happens in your life, it can cause extreme havoc on you mentally, physically, and emotionally. In fact, many people fall apart and they feel like their situation is a downward spiral that's just never ending. It can make you feel helpless, hopeless, stressed, and depressed. It's important to be prepared with the proper tools, strategies, and steps to take when this happens. And here in this session, you'll be given just that. So get ready to take lots of notes and to also participate in a phenomenal meditation. Now, sometimes when we feel as though everything is falling apart all around us, we lose ourselves. Thinking straight is hard to do, decisions are difficult to make, and solutions are difficult to find. But it's a time when your actions and decisions are critical to your future and your outcome. Often, when a crisis occurs and we're thrown into a situation that's highly stressful in nature, our mind and body react accordingly. You know, having a fuzzy mind or a stressed body is not going to help you in your situation. In fact, it may worsen or prolong it. For instance, some people experience depression, hair loss, heart disease, panic attacks, ulcers, and so many other issues can arise that just makes a bad situation worse. So for this reason, it's important to remain in optimal health on all levels during this time. So what do you need to do? Well, you need to put yourself first. Be gentle with yourself. Tap into your higher self and listen to the whispers. You need to take time each day and take care of you. Now, this may sound a little selfish, and you may be thinking, oh no, I'm way too busy for that. I barely have enough time to do everything I need to do. I have way too many responsibilities and commitments. I have kids to take care of, work, school, chores, and lots of other stuff going on. Well, I know you're busy. This time to yourself, however, is just as important as all the other commitments and responsibilities that you have, if not even more important. Just think about it. How productive are you and how fun are you to be around when you're stressed, your tolerance levels are low and you're short-tempered, you're not in a good mood, and your mind just isn't clear as you're trying to navigate through this thick mental fog? You know, negativity is toxic not only to you, but the negative energy you're emanating is also unpleasant and unhealthy for the people around you. Now, the truth is, when you take time to yourself every day, you're actually putting everyone else first, too. When you take care of yourself, your stress levels are lowered, your mind is in a state of peace, your tolerance levels are higher, you'll experience mental clarity, and being in that state will help you get the answers, find the solutions, and help you to navigate and resolve your situation with record speed and confidence. In my book, The Law of Attraction, Plain and Simple, I call this daily ritual you take for yourself as the inner champion hour. It's time you set aside for yourself each day to recharge your batteries. It's to reflect and connect your mind, body, and spirit to help you connect to your higher self. That's why I've included in this program a very powerful morning activation meditation and an evening activation meditation. Now, make sure you're listening to them every day for at least 21 days straight. You'll be amazed at how it will dramatically reduce your stress, put you in a peaceful state, increase happiness, and increase creativity. It will totally shift your mindset, and the mental clarity will allow the answers and solutions to come to you. In addition to doing these morning and evening activation meditations, here are some other ideas that you can implement into your you time. The first one is exercise. Exercise in general is important to your health and well-being, but when tough times hit, it's absolutely crucial that you maintain a fitness regimen. The benefits of exercise are numerous, as I'm sure you already know. In fact, exercise stimulates the release of endorphins, which elevates your mood and makes you feel good. Some other important benefits include reduction in stress levels, increased energy, illness prevention, increased self-esteem, and improved mental clarity. Now, you don't have to spend hours in the gym 7 days a week to experience the benefits of exercise. Even if you simply exercise for 30 minutes 3 to 4 times a week, you'll experience the benefits. There are many activities you can do that are beneficial to your physical and mental health, like yoga, swimming, walking, tennis, hiking, and group exercise classes at maybe your local community center or gym. Just make sure you choose activities that you enjoy, or it'll be difficult to stick with it. Now, something else you can do is, which I love, is connect with nature. Connecting with nature is a great way to bring peace into your life. There's a beautiful, calming energy that comes with connecting with Mother Nature. I recommend you take regular walks in the woods, on the beach, or even in a park. Become present to all the beauty around you, the trees, the birds, the sky, the squirrels, everything. And journaling is also another great daily activity you can include in your daily you time. You know, writing down your thoughts is a great way to release all the chaotic and foggy thinking going on in your mind. What's amazing is that once you put your thoughts on paper, one of two things will happen. Either you release all that negativity from your mind and you experience mental clarity and focus, or all of a sudden you come up with some incredible solutions to your situation. Sometimes you even experience both. Journaling also helps you realize and become aware of what your true thinking patterns are so you can choose to consciously shift them if necessary. Also, when you're going through a tough time, taking a time out once in a while can have a positive impact on your life. Sometimes you just need to step outside of your situation to clear your mind. Going away for a day or two would be ideal. That would mean going away alone, not with your children, spouse, friends, or family, just alone. You're going away to get clear, to reflect, and to bring some new perspective to your situation. It will be like standing at the top of the Empire State Building and just looking down, and the city below is your life. You'll be able to view it from a different angle and gain clarity. If you absolutely can't get away, then at least take several hours for yourself and do something you love, such as going to a museum, seeing a movie, maybe getting a new haircut, or going to the spa for a massage. Now, it's important to plan these activities in advance. What gets scheduled gets done. This is you time. This appointment with you is just as important as any other meeting or appointment in your schedule, if not more so. This time for self-care is crucial to maintaining your sanity and your sense of calmness, and will help you get through this difficult time quickly and with greater ease. In fact, right now, I want you to write down what you time activities you'll be doing and schedule it. Along with the daily activation meditations in this program, not to mention all the other tools you have, what else will you be doing to help you connect to your higher self? Make that commitment to yourself right now and schedule it. Go ahead, go do that right now. Now, something else I want to mention is the importance of eating a healthy diet, especially while going through a difficult time. Why? Because what you eat affects how you feel and how you think. It affects your energy level, your mental clarity, and even your ability to handle stress. Often during tough times, people use food as a crutch to manage stress. And many eat lots of sugar, chocolate, chips, and other junk food as a temporary fix to feel better. But of course, it's only temporary, and it isn't good for you at all. In fact, a bad diet can dramatically lower your energy and negatively affect your mental state. So do your best to plan your healthy meals ahead of time and limit the amount of refined sugars, fats, and highly processed foods you consume. It's also a really good idea to choose organic versions of food items when you can, in order to avoid adding hormones or chemicals to your diet. You'll be amazed at how much better you'll feel when you eat a clean, healthy diet. Now, on another note, if you ever find yourself worrying, feeling stressed, and feel overwhelmed because you just can't seem to figure out a way out of this situation, I have a very powerful and easy tip or exercise you can do to help you get back to a place of inner peace. It works every time. I found myself doing this often when I was going through my tough time. The quickest way to feel better instantly is to simply be present in the present. In other words, just be. We spend a lot of our time worrying and thinking about the past or the future, and we rarely focus on the present. The truth is, the past doesn't exist anymore. It's history. The only place the past exists is in our minds, in our memories, in our thoughts. But we tend to live our lives as if the past is still happening. And you know what? The same thing goes for the future. We worry and stress about the future as if it's already happening. The most fascinating part is that we incessantly worry about the future, yet when the future arrives, it almost never turns out as badly as we had envisioned it. As Winston Churchill once said, "When I look back at all these worries, I remember the story of the old man who said on his deathbed that he had had a lot of trouble in his life, most of which had never happened." So, the next time your mind is overloaded with worry and uncertainty, stop and remind yourself that the present is all there is. This moment is all there is. There is no past. There is no future. In fact, when the future finally arrives, it's the present. Our minds have a tendency to live in the past, focusing on something that has already happened, or in the future, focusing on something you anticipate may happen, not in the present. By becoming present in the present, you're allowing yourself to simply appreciate your life right at that very moment. Just be. Simply bask in the beauty of the present moment and watch your worries melt away. You know, I remember when I was at the peak of my difficult journey, this concept of just being and surrendering to the present moment helped me flow through the situation with greater ease. Now, let me tell you a personal story that will demonstrate perfectly this whole concept of just being. I call it my backyard story. It's something that happened right at the peak of everything falling apart in my life. Here it is. I feel exhausted. I haven't had a good night's sleep in such a long time. I have slept one too many times on that leather sofa. My neck is sore, my mind is a blur, and my back is throbbing with pain. These are all signs of severe stress, I know that. I haven't seen the light at the end of the tunnel yet. Everything is pitch black. I'm not sure what to do, what's going to happen, or how I'm going to get out of this mess. The burden of showing a positive attitude for everyone involved, including my friends and family members, has consumed me completely. Who am I? Who is this person? What happened to the old Sonia? My carefree days of being adventurous, taking risks, and living a happy-go-lucky, joyous life are now a dim memory. It feels as though those days are never to be again. After spending hours in my home office replying to hundreds of emails, I knew I was just going through the motions. It was as though someone else had taken over my body and mind and did the work for me. I decided to take a break and just sit and reflect in my big backyard. I brought a nice, tall, cold glass of lemonade to sip on, and my little dog, Billy, with me. He's a 3-year-old black Labrador mix whose name should really have been Serenity. His demeanor and presence project peace and happiness all the time. Now, I lay there enjoying the warmth of the July sun on my pale skin. The heat was so comforting. Billy lay peacefully right next to me on the grass as I sipped on my cold, refreshing drink. I noted and began appreciating my surroundings, the beautiful aging trees, the birds flying around and chirping. I could hear children playing and giggling nearby. The sound of a woodpecker echoed loudly. It wasn't long before the thoughts began taking over my fragile mind. What am I going to do? How am I going to get out of this mess? Why is this happening? I need to get out of this situation. I need to get out of this relationship. I don't even know who he is anymore. I can't get out. He won't survive if I leave. How can I leave someone who is hitting rock bottom? What kind of person would do that? We are going to lose this beautiful house, this beautiful backyard. Where are we going to live? Now, this grim conversation with myself went on for a long time. Unfortunately, no answers came to light. I was just feeling confusion, stress, and emotional pain. I suddenly became present to my dog licking my hand draped over the side of the chair. I smiled. What a sweet, sweet dog. I took a deep breath in and slowly exhaled. What am I doing? I asked myself. Why am I torturing myself this way? Here I am sitting in my backyard in the middle of the week while the world is out working, sipping on a cold lemonade, basking in the warm sunlight as my little pooch is affectionately licking my hand trying to gain my attention. Just be, Sonia. Just be, whispered my inner voice. Enjoy the present moment, for that is all we have. The past is gone, and the future is yet to come. Just be, I thought to myself. My life and the world around me seemed to transform in front of my eyes. Wow, look at how beautiful everything is. I'm so grateful for all that I have right now, right this second. I felt a sense of peace flow through my entire body. Problems? What problems? I don't have any problems. So, as you can see from this story, you can easily connect to your inner calmness and peace anytime you want. When you're feeling stressed, ask yourself this question. Right at this moment, what problems do I have? Right now, what problems do I have? None. And then just be. Take the time to just be. Now, when we're looking for solutions to a problem or need help figuring out what step to take next, we often turn to the people around us to help give us the answers. Although it's fine to gain other people's perspective and advice, the truth is, they're not you. They have not walked in your shoes. They don't know what your heart truly desires and what makes your heart sing. They only know what they would do if they were in that situation based on their own limiting beliefs and experiences through time. At times, this is a good thing because it helps you view the situation from a different angle and perhaps offers you some solutions you haven't thought of before. However, it can also cause more confusion, making your navigation to safety, happiness, and peace even more difficult. You have all the answers you need. You simply need to gain mental clarity and get your mind in a quiet, peaceful state to get access to them. And that's why it's important to tap into your higher self. Your higher self is where all the answers are found. In fact, the messages are sent to us all the time. I call them whispers. But often we're not even aware of these messages being sent, or we receive them and ignore them, or sometimes we don't like what we're being told, especially if the message is asking you to take action on something you don't want to take. Now, when that happens, the whispers don't go away. In fact, they just get louder and louder until you listen. Often at that point, we have hit rock bottom and we're forced to listen. Now, if you're stressed out, angry, and frustrated, it'll really be difficult to access the right answers. In fact, decisions made during those mental states are highly toxic and are coming from faulty thinking. This is not the time to make a decision or ask for answers. You may just end up making a bad situation worse. You must get yourself into a clear, peaceful state of mind in order to get the answers you need to get you the results for your highest good. So make sure you use all the tools in this program and take time to yourself each day and tap into your higher self. All the answers are there. So now I'd like to do a wonderful and very powerful meditation visualization exercise with you that I know you will love. It'll help you get the answers you need today, and you'll be amazed at how well this works. I'm going to be taking you 20 years into the future. We're going to be doing a meditation visualization type of exercise. So I want to make sure, first of all, that you're not driving right now. And if you are, then I really recommend you turn this off. Now sit in a very comfortable chair that supports you with your feet on the floor. Adjust your body into a comfortable, relaxed, upright position. Place your hands in your lap. You can even lie down if you prefer. Now, gently close your eyes. Take a nice, long, deep breath in and breathe out. Notice your body and become aware of any tension you might be storing in your body. Begin releasing your tension as you exhale with each breath. Breathe in peace and calmness and exhale all your tension. Focus on your breathing. Allow your breathing to gradually slow down. Make your breathing a bit slower and deeper each time you breathe in and breathe out. Just release all the tension. Focus on your breathing. Now imagine a beam of white light is beaming through the top of your head, straight down your spine, into your legs, and down to your feet, straight to your toes. Your entire body is beaming with a bright white light. Now imagine your body being lifted and floating in the air, and that you're now flying into the sky. You're flying higher and higher and higher. You look down below and you notice that everything is tiny, everything so small. And you continue to fly higher and higher. You begin to see the planet Earth, the big, beautiful planet. Take in the beauty of this planet, the lakes, the mountains, the forests, everything. Continue flying around, simply enjoying the view from up there. Now slowly start flying lower and lower and lower. The planet Earth is looking bigger and bigger as you fly lower and lower. You're getting really close to the Earth, and you're about to land in front of your home. But you're now 20 years into the future. You have landed back on Earth 20 years from now, and you're standing in front of the home you'll be living in 20 years from now. What does the home look like? Is there a garden? Are there flowers? Are there trees? Where is it located? Is it on a beach? Is it in a quiet neighborhood? What color is the house? Take it all in. Now, I want you to walk up to the door and ring the doorbell. The person on the other side of the door is you, but 20 years from now, you living your greatest life, happy, peaceful, and living your dream life. How does your future self greet you at the door? What is your future self wearing? What does your future self look like? What does it feel like to be around your future self? Your future self then takes your hand and walks you to a comfortable couch in the beautiful living room. Get nice and comfortable. You're about to have a conversation with your future self, and you have a lot of questions. The first question you ask is, in the last 20 years, what are the memories that stand out to you the most? What have been the most important memories over the last 20 years? And listen for the answer. Now, ask your future self, what advice can you give me in order for me to get to where you are right now? And listen to the answer. Now, what other questions do you have for your future self? Ask them now. Listen to what your future self has to say. Now, it's time to end the conversation with your future self. Thank him or her for giving you all this wisdom today. The beam of light is now beaming through the top of your head. You feel the warmth of this beautiful beam of light in your body. You feel it going down your spine, into your legs, and down to your feet, straight to your toes. Your entire body is beaming with light. Your body is being lifted and floating in the air, and you're now flying again into the sky, flying higher and higher and higher. You see your future self's home below getting smaller and smaller. You feel a sense of peace throughout your whole body, and you continue to fly higher and higher. You begin to see the planet Earth as a beautiful circular ball of color, blue, green, brown. It's so beautiful. And now you begin to fly lower, slowly flying lower. And you're getting closer and closer to the Earth. And you're feeling so peaceful. And you have arrived to where you are now, right now. In a few moments, I'm going to count from 3 to 1. When I get to 1, you'll feel refreshed, peaceful, and energized. And you'll remember everything you were told. You will sit silently and then write down everything you learned in this beautiful journey. Three, you're coming back to present time. You feel refreshed and alert. Two, you begin to move your toes, your hands, your legs, and your arms. And one, you open your eyes. You are peaceful, calm, and alert. Now, I want you to take the time to write out all your thoughts. What did you learn? So we're now at the end of this session. I'd like you to go ahead and write it all down. Don't judge it or edit it. Take the time to write it all out. Then review and digest everything that came up. Those are the whispers.